You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun. We'll open phone lines for your calls, and we'll talk about Harris's choice for vice presidential candidate. Whatever his name is, Tim Walz. Let's talk about Kamala Harris for a second. Clip number 18, we can roll as B-roll. This is the lie that we've all been living through. No policy announcements, no big interviews, no great speeches, no personality, charisma, or competence reveal. Just pure propaganda. And yet, according to Polymarket, there's a nearly 50% chance Kamala Harris wins. Again, nothing even remotely positive in terms of a traditional campaign has happened since she was inaugurated, since she was chosen, picked, selected to be to be presidential candidate. And yet the media machine has her at a 50% chance, which is a condemnation of the intelligence of the American people. But don't worry, folks, Kamala's got some plans. Let's watch first her plans to fix inflation. Clip number 14.
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
Holy crap.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
Uh-huh.
That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic,
holy crap,
but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously, very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country. So it's a big issue, and we take it seriously. And it is a...
Yeah, okay, great. Great. Okay. I got more clips. I can't expand on these too much. But my God, my good, just good Lord. Clip 17 here is Kamala Harris, again, talking about the economy, which apparently she has a total grasp on. She absolutely understands. Let's watch.
All that, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, that is called Bidenomics.
You can't
that
afford
is called
food.
Bidenomics, and we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Oh, are you? Are you proud of that? Are you proud of that, though? But no, everybody loves her. No, but she's brilliant. She should run the most powerful country in the world. I mean, but hey, at least her plan to fix inflation was better than what they actually did, which was to pass a climate change bill titled the Inflation Reduction Act. Remember that? That should have been what her, you know, it's just so crazy. It's so great. Like her answer, what are you going to do to fight inflation? She's just like, inflation prices go up. It's like, okay, great. But if she'd actually answer what the Democrats are actually doing, it's like, what are you going to do to fight inflation? She's like, well, we're going to spend $1 trillion on electric cars no one wants. It's like, what the hell are you talking about, lady? We're talking about inflation here. She's like, we're saving the earth. It's like, what is happening? That's what they did. They passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and it was a climate change bill. I mean, this is how, I mean, what are we even doing here? what even is this? Let's go to clip 15 here. Kamala Harris wants to explain to everybody how woke she is. Let's watch.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah, let's go down to clip number 16. Kamala Harris now explaining to all of us what cloud computing is. Teach us, Kamala.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
No.
It's no longer in a physical place.
Yes, it is still in a physical place. My God, we're screwed, folks.
Nitric Boost. turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. We, of course, thrive on audience feedback, and we'll open up your calls. Open the phone lines to your calls, but I'm also getting those comments on Twitter and X. And tweets as well, or texts as well. I won't read that. All right, Matt Baker sending me comments about ideas that we have. We're doing a lot of stuff here. I mean, we are in the final stretch to this election. We're 90 days away. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like we've barely even started. But I guess that's, you know, nothing's normal anymore. Ever since, you know, Trump decided to shatter the two-party controlled opposition system, nothing has been the same. Consequences will never be the same. So we really need to be going all out here in the last 90 days. And again, I've explained it a million times, but I just still see constantly on X, people either saying because Trump doesn't align with them 100%, they're not going to vote for him, or, you know, mocking people who are voting for Trump, saying, you think he's going to solve your problem, you're just a fool, he's part of the system. Said it a million times, this is like, it's a victory we have to win if we have any chance of winning the war. It's not winning the war, it's just a battle. This is just a battle, but it's a major battle. And it's a battle where if we lose, we lose the war. If we win, we have a chance. We don't win the war, but we have a chance. We'll have the beachhead. So we have to win. We have to go all out. We have to be pulling out all the stops. We have to be pushing our message to the normies. We have to be exposing how stupid and bad Kamala Harris is, how foolish you would be to vote for her. And it's like, well, we really need a debate. We really need a debate. ASAP. We need Kamala Harris and Donald Trump on stage together answering questions. That's what we need. Because we, for 2 years, 3 years, for the entirety of Biden's presidency, tried desperately to tell people that he was not mentally competent. Every day we would start with a video of Joe Biden getting lost in his own backyard, being ordered around by the Easter Bunny, just all of these things over and over and over. And apparently nobody knew this was happening until the debate happened. And finally everybody was like, oh my God, Biden is retarded. We're just over here like, yeah, we've been saying that every day for 3 years. Where have you been? So now I just have this fear that, like, I just played 5 clips of Kamala being just kindergarten level understanding, just dumb as bricks. Is it going to be another 4 years of just clips of Kamala just being a cackling moron? And then finally in 2032, it's going to be like, the clips of Kamala Harris being stupid are deep fakes. They're cheap fakes. She's actually brilliant and smart. And then she's going to do a debate and everybody's going to go, wait, she's dumb? Wait, she was dumb the whole time? Why didn't you tell us? So I have this fear of that. So we need a debate. We need her on stage talking to Donald Trump. And just like Joe Biden revealed himself to be an incompetent, blathering fool, she will be revealed as a incompetent, blathering fool, just like she was in the debates in 2020 during the Democratic primary, where she was eviscerated by Tulsi Gabbard. And it did should have destroyed her career entirely, except she did the old DEI shortcut, the old diversity workaround. Can't earn it? Get appointed by somebody who needs your skin color to virtue signal. The American way. So we need debate. We need people to know. We have to get this message out. And we failed with Trump. I mean, with Biden. We failed with Biden. We tried 10 years to get people to realize what Biden is really like. It took finally the unavoidable debate against Trump to make that obvious. So that's what we need now. So they're still avoiding how bad she is. So I'm going to take your calls on this topic and really anything that we're discussing today. But Tim Walz is the vice presidential candidate. If you want to give us a call here at American Journal, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now and we'll take your calls on all of this. Of course, the floodgates are open now. Kamala Harris has decided on Tim Walz as a running mate. He's the Minnesota governor. Most people have pretty much never heard about him. Honestly, something about him, my first instinct is to say he's not well. He's a puffy man. He's a very puffy man. He's a former high school teacher and Midwestern Democrat. And of course, the other person people were suggesting was Josh Shapiro. He has some unfortunate entanglements in that he is Jewish. And half the Democratic Party is viscerally anti-Israel right now for all the wrong reasons, I remind you. But they're racist and they hate white people and they think Israel's white. So that's the depth of their thinking, I remind you. Walz is in his second term as Minnesota governor, and he chairs the Democratic Governors Association. He previously served 12 years in Congress, representing a conservative-leaning rural district that before and after his tenure has been mostly dominated by Republicans. In the time leading up to this election as Harris's running mate, Walz had been an outspoken defender of Joe Biden following his disastrous debate performance as calls for the president to end his reelection bid escalated. Well, that's good. I mean, if you're a Democrat, right, he's like a puppet guy. He's like, okay, that's good. That's a mark in favor of Tim Walz, is that he will, beyond all logic and reason and common sense and basic decency, he will lie to your face for political gain. So that's a big check mark for Tim Walz in the Democratic Party. When we all saw Joe Biden failing utterly in the debate, when it was revealed to everyone what an incompetent fool he was, and that it was, in fact, dangerous that he's even president right now. Tim Walz was able, despite all the scrutiny, despite all of the, just, despite the fact that what he was saying was obviously wrong, he defended President Biden. He was willing to humiliate and discredit himself for the sake of the party. So that makes him a good Democrat, I think. Outspoken defender of Biden, even after his disastrous debate performance. Picking Walz underscores the Harris's campaign focus on a path to victory that puts a premium on the blue wall states of the Midwest. Minnesota is slightly outside of that sphere, but Walz, once a high school football coach, has evolved during his time in office into something of a progressive populist folk hero. The exact type of pugilistic voice that Democrats taking on Trump are keen to highlight. Oh, my God. He participated in the white men for Harris nonsense. Remind you that under Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota was the flashpoint and the heart of the Black Lives Matter Antifa insurrection that took place. Don't worry, what he did in Minnesota, he'll soon be doing for all of us. And it was the tag team, of course, of Tim Walz withholding National Guard, allowing Black Lives Matter to run roughshod over law and order, as well as Kamala Harris advertising for the Minnesota Defense Fund, which bailed out people who later went on to murder and kill, but of course gave succor and solace to the rioters that they can riot and attack and destroy, and that some rich billionaires from California will pay for their bail and their lawyer and get them out. Charlie Kirk puts out an extensive statement on this. He says, "Welcome to the race, Tim Walz. Let's make sure America knows who you are. You helped ignite the George Floyd riots, the worst the country has seen in decades. While Minneapolis burned, you stalled deploying the National Guard for an entire day, blaming the city for not submitting the right paperwork. You let your daughter leak the Guard's deployment plans online so that rioters would know how long they had to loot the city with impunity. Minneapolis became a war zone because of you. Just days after the attempted murder of Donald Trump, you called him and his supporters fascists, and egging on the same rhetoric that led to him being shot in the first place. You've overseen some of the most radical youth trans surgery laws in the country. Under your leadership, teenagers can get their breasts chopped off and get sterilized, and your government calls it health care. You have the most radical abortion laws in the country, zero limits. Every 5 to 6 babies are born alive and then murdered legally under laws you support. Every year, 5 to 6 babies are born alive and then murdered legally under laws you support. On immigration, you famously said you wanted to provide a ladder so invaders can come over Trump's wall. You were a radical open board zealot. You oversaw the single worst fraud of the COVID era, the Feeding Our Future case. Thanks to the ineptitude at your Department of Education, criminals stole $250 million of taxpayer money on luxury cars, houses, and vacations. During COVID, you approved $500 million in hero pay for frontline workers, only to have 40% of that money go to people who were ineligible or, in many cases, literally deceased. In the House, you were Pelosi's sidekick and did whatever the Democrats demanded. You will try to disguise yourself as a folksy Midwestern moderate. In reality, you are a white male version of Kamala Harris, a radical, inept, undeserving to be in leadership. Make this go viral. Ruin their honeymoon. Let's educate millions because the media will not." And we have some videos to highlight this. Walz is not some Midwestern, middle-of-the-road type of guy, despite how they're going to try to present him. Let's go now to this clip of Walz talking about socialism in a completely dishonest and dangerous way.
"But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness."
Yes, one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. Get in the gulag, neighbor. I'm here to take half of your paycheck. Just being neighborly. The drug addicts need a place to shoot up. Wouldn't it be neighborly to let them do it in your yard? Just the neighborly homeless camps cropping up in the parks that your children used to play in. And this is the thing, not to get too far off topic here, but there are things that socialism and communism, there are virtues that they taught, that they say, right? There's these virtues they project that they share with decent, normal American God-fearing people. That doesn't mean that they're the same. So I was thinking about this with the movie High Noon, right? There's a movie called High Noon. It was written by a communist. It was basically communist propaganda, but it was dressed up as a Western and it became a popular Western. And people that are like diehard American anti-communists liked the movie. And you think, well, these people are stupid. They didn't realize they were liking a movie with communist overtones. And of course, the real insulting part about that movie is that they portray the American people as being cowards hiding and, not willing to stand up against power. But both the American ideal, the American, which comes from British, the European sort of mindset, and the communistic mindset, which is totally alien in basically every other way to the good mindset. We both believe in standing up against power. The difference is that Americans believe in standing up against power when it's misused and abused and taken advantage of. The communists and the socialists, they are in favor of standing up to power because they think power is evil. Now, I know it's hypocritical because the whole point of their ideology is to aggregate and consolidate power in the party, and they are power hungry and desperate for power. I'm not saying they're not hypocrites, but they can take these very obvious, just human nature kind of ideas, like you should be neighborly, you should stand up against powerful people when they abuse you. Like, these are obvious. They twist them and warp them, and they use those as the disguise that they don't actually believe, and that they are recasting to fit a political agenda that's a total deception. Complete and total deception. So this is just what they do. They go, having firemen is socialism. No, it's not. It's a basic governmental service. So they do it with everything, right? We read earlier this year the New York Times profile that was like, meet the deep state that Trump's so scared of. And it was like, it was conflating the deep state with just every governmental worker. So it was like, meet this nice middle-aged guy who studies photos of the moon for NASA. This is the deep state that Trump's worrying about? It's like, no, that's a dude that looks at the moon for a living. Like, what are you talking? He's not a spy master. He's not somebody ordering targeted killings or drone strikes. We're talking about the deep state CIA, NSA control grid that is very clearly operating in the shadows and at odds with the American people's interests. But they want to conflate these things because they want you to think how so stupid to hate the deep state. It's just the government. My mailman? You think my mailman is the deep state? No, obviously not. And they do the same thing with socialism, where it's like, you think it's evil to have mailmen? It's like, no, I think it's evil to have the government confiscate everyone's money and then dole out what they think you deserve as long as you're obedient. This is nonsense. So he's a dangerous guy who is downplaying. Maybe that's his understanding of socialism. Maybe his understanding of socialism is like Kamala Harris's understanding of war. Big country, little country. Or Kamala Harris's understanding of cloud computing. The information's up in the sky. Socialism is being neighborly. No, it's not. What the hell are you talking about? Are you under the conception that, like, being capitalist means you're mean to your neighbors? What the hell are you talking about? Just what are you talking about? It's just utter complete nonsense. But maybe they're dumb. Maybe they are. In the best possible interpretation, these people are actually just dumb. And he literally thinks that, like, the political philosophy, the political governmental framework that's killed 100 million people in the last 100 years, called socialism, aka communism in a hat and sunglasses, communism in disguise. Maybe he does think that that's just being neighborly, in which case he's dangerously stupid. Or he knows exactly what socialism is and he's downplaying it because he's dangerously evil. Regardless, he should not have power. I'm going to go to one more video here, just because Charlie Kirk noted the outrageously progressive ideas that Minnesota is running now. Here's Tim Walz last year signing an executive order that made it legal in Minnesota to chemically castrate and give puberty blockers to kindergartners 6 years old. Let's watch.
Also standing in that sea of people, a parent, transparent, about his family.
My partner Gretchen and I are here today because...
Yeah, if you call your wife your partner, you are trans.
...of a trans child.
Their child is 6 years old, and she was as excited to be at a boring capital on spring break as any six-year-old kid could be. squirming and fidgeting her way through speeches, hardly aware her existence as why her parents drove 5 hours today to speak publicly.
It's 100% personal. I mean, the safety, the happiness of our child is it couldn't be more personal.
Asher, why are we here today?
For trans rights.
For her rights to be her.
As you can see from this interview, I can't force my kids to do anything here. Asher has trusted us enough, she believes in our love enough, that she has invited us in to see her whole self. And if we don't love her that much, the opposite would happen, where we wouldn't get to know everything about her. And so we're lucky, we're blessed, and we love her.
So much they came to the people's house this morning to talk about her, the person, in a room reserved for talks about politics.
And there's nothing in this world that I wouldn't do. Like Gretchen and I wouldn't do to protect her and others like her.
Protect her, a.k.a. him, a.k.a. their son. So this is Tim Walz. Tim Walz helped make Minnesota an LGBTQ refuge. Could he do the same for America? A refuge. A sanctuary. All these poor beleaguered picture, like Second World War. They've got all their stuff on a big in a big sack on their back as they stumble into some sanctuary. Mobs outside. They're just like, please, cut our son's penis off. Please, our son doesn't understand where he is or what's going on. He's like flailing on the floor and eating dirt. But he knows he's a woman and he must have breasts. We must give him breasts. Please, we seek refuge. Refuge from the people that won't let us inject breasts into our six-year-old, please. These people suck. These people suck. My God, these people suck. I mean, just think. I'll go out to calls on the other side. I was going to try to go out to calls this. Now that we're talking about trans kids. Just imagine. Tens of millions of people pouring across the border. Economy, a giant bubble, threatening to collapse and just destroy everything. Completely. World war breaking out in Israel against all of its neighbors, with America at its back, with Iran and Russia and China getting together to create the axis that will resist us. You've got Ukraine, just hundreds of thousands of deaths and millions of dollars. You've got crime out of control on city streets, just massive collapse of education and prosperity and everything. And the Democrats are concerned with killing babies. Transing babies and something else, I don't know, a racism from 100 years ago. These are their big issues. This is what they're concerned about. These are their heroes. These are their accomplishments. They made it legal to castrate six-year-olds. They made it legal and actually have it in process, working right now, that 5 to 6 living babies after being born, they let starve to death and call it abortion. These are their heroes. People think socialism is being nice to your neighbor. The biggest issue in the world is that they can't be sluts without consequences. My God.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott, and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
And minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We go out to your phone calls now. Hey, look, Tim Walz may have turned Minnesota into Somalia, but he didn't impregnate the nanny, so morally, he might be better than anybody else on the Democratic ticket. Depends on where you stand, I guess. Let's go to JR in New York. Thanks for calling in. JR on line 3, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Nice. Thanks for having me today.
Sure.
Your show is the best, as I always said. So I have some interesting developments that have basically happened in my life. I've been involved in cryptocurrency for a while. And as you know, Trump was recently shot in the ear, which is still being denied, which is pretty incredible. So basically, a community was formed around a token that came out called WIFEAR, W-I-F-E-A-R. It's on the Solana blockchain. So what's special about this coin is that, first of all, it's not a scam. It's a coin with a utility, and it has a moral compass and is about awakening humanity. That's the objective of us, of our team. And I'm not sure if the gentleman told you, but we're working with the creators of Assassin's Creed, So it's basically the Ubisoft development team, all the lead developers, the top world developers in blockchain technology, with a custom website. I don't know if you're showing the website, but it's withear.io.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
The game is if you read through it, you could just read those captions there. It's all about harvesting pedophiles. There's one objective is harvesting pedophiles, locking them in a jail cell with a criminal and murdering them, and then basically extracting the essence from that and then mining these different properties. And it's going to be a game with a subscription that's basically every 3 months, so the story will continually upgrade, and our plan is to awaken humanity. It'll be done because it's released on Telegram, totally free to play. So it has instant release for free. Anybody can play. It's a play-to-earn game with Solana. The top holders have locked their tokens, so we're not going to dump on anyone. This is a project meant to awaken humanity. We have the top celebrities in the world working with us. I'm not even going to mention their names because you probably wouldn't believe me.
I'm going to sound like a boomer here, but is this a money or is it a game? You're saying a money. Saying the game is the money. Listen, what is happening?
Here's how crypto works. You buy crypto. You buy Solana. You sign up to a coin. So someone would have to buy the main coin. It's called Solana. Then you use that to buy the coin called Withear. Now the game is used with the token called Withear in the game. In order to play, you don't have to pay to play. It's also free. For people that want to really have a nice NFT that can earn them passive income, you pay as you're playing. But you can earn while you're playing. So in order to get through different stages in the game, you will burn or use Withear. You buy them in the game, and then you'll be able to progress through the story like that. So the game, it's a game, and it's a currency. So, and then how does that help you? Because, well, first of all, it helps humanity because our goal is to awaken humanity. I don't know if you're reading through those, but we plan on exposing all the pedophile scum, all the satanic scum. We're going to take them down.
All right. I'll look into it. I can't give it my official seal of approval yet because I got to look into it. But I'm glad you bring it to our attention, and I will check it out. Withear, Wisfear. Is that right?
Withear, because W-I-F. Trump got shot in the ear. And so on that day, our coin was also rug pulled, meaning the developer who made that coin stole everybody's money.
Oh.
And then we, just like Trump, got up, we said, fight, and we took our community over, and now we're taking the world over. I know it sounds like an objective that you think is impossible, but this is an info war, and the gaming industry is set to be up $500 billion and more in revenue.
Gaming is the biggest entertainment sector by a very, very long shot. Gaming, crypto, I mean, this. If you want to seize the future, these are the things that you need to be involved in. So thank you very much for telling us about it, withear.io. Thank you for that, JR. I will check it out. Let's go to Nick in California. You say you're a longtime listener. Thanks for calling in, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's such an honor, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been thinking, like, they go on and on about all these virtues and all, like, protecting the weak and, you know, women and girls. And I looked at Agenda 2030, and I caught all kinds of typos, and it just looked really, you know, poorly put together. And, you know, I'm looking around, and you know, nothing connects, you know, like they signal all these virtues, but it just ends up being a big gaslight. Like they clearly never cared to begin with. The perfect example, the classic example is the persistent school violence that continues in the public schools. It's been going on for decades after decades, you know, Pink Floyd, you know, referenced it in some of their songs. And it's like, at what point can you know, a great nation come up with a great idea? Hey, why don't we educate, you know, our populace, and then do it in a way that doesn't cause them such horror and misery that they want to take their own life in 2024? You know, that it's like, what happened? Why can't a quote unquote social program be good? It's not that hard. It just
No, you're exactly right. No, it's a classic thing. It's like,
for a lot of Americans, the only time they'll ever be subjected to physical violence and like all these horrible things is when they're in public school that they're forced to go to. Like, other than that, I'm never at a place where people are fighting or doing drugs or, you know, any of this other horrible stuff. But that's what my high school experience was, and middle school for that matter. People, you know, pulling knives out of their locker and stabbing each other in the lunchroom. I mean, I didn't experience that anywhere else. You experience it in public school. You're exactly right. It's kind of hilarious, but it's a great question. How can it be this hard? How can it be this hard to have something that actually benefits people?
Exactly. And it's like, you know, the gaslighting that goes on around it. And then once you put it in their face to where they can't deny it, then the light switch gets flipped in their mind. Like, they never realized that schools could have been a safe thing. You know, it just doesn't connect, like what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It is baffling, man, how these things don't connect. And really it's ignorance. And that is the greatest weapon for the media is to ignore something. And you know, the invention of the internet sort of changed that to where they couldn't just ignore things anymore. And talk radio even made a big dent in that, because before, the major media combines could just ignore a story and it would just go away. But then once you had Rush Limbaugh or Alex Jones talking about it, they couldn't ignore it anymore. They had to, you know, shroud it in lies. So yeah, if they just, because I'm just thinking about, you know, back to the example we were talking about earlier with like how people didn't know Biden was incompetent. It's like, if you aren't looking for it, it's not being shown to you. You don't know it exists. The classic Donald Rumsfeld, we don't know what we don't know. These people don't even know that they're missing out on this information. So how do we get it out to them? Like what do you think we should do here, Nick?
So what I've been doing is I've taken it upon myself to memorize the scientific method, essentially. So how does a correlative study differ from a causative study? Why don't all nurses know it? Why don't all teachers know it? Why don't all, you know, heck, dentists and doctors know the scientific method? And once I discovered that, I found something. I realized, hey, look, our greatest A students, the greatest minds that these colleges, you know, these people that are just infallible in their ability to get really amazing straight A's and stuff like that. They go into bio, the you know, intro bio class, and they get drilled with how to design a controlled experiment, how to scrutinize the data, and then it's in one ear and out the other. They're it's almost like this really brilliant way to just put on this facade that we're trying to teach scientific thinking, but for some reason it's just not sticking, and it's everyone but the education system's fault kind of a thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. And really, that is what it is. It's, and we said it a million times, I mean, it really is just thinking for yourself and coming to your own conclusions and not just listening to what people say. And part of that is being able to recognize, like, what am I not being told here? Why am I being told this? Why are they phrasing it this way? Like, if you don't ask those questions, it just goes in one ear and your brain just accepts it as true and out the other. Just think a little bit.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Back, folks. Taking your calls. Tim Walz, all about a number of things, but I'm going to go down and see some callers. You know about old Mr. Tim Walz, the VP pick. Let's go to Chuck in St. Paul. Thanks for calling in. Chuck, you live in Minnesota. How's it been with Walz as governor?
Oh man. You know, Charlie Kirk stole my thunder a little bit because he was kind of getting everything right out there in the open. Like, people need to remember. Like, the weirdest thing I saw the other day was Camel Toe Harris was talking about, remember COVID-19? Remember those days? I was like, why are you smiling? Kim Jong-Walz decided to shut everything down. He was the first governor to actually say you have to get a vaccine to see if your grandparents or your parents are in the hospital and if they're dying. He was one of the people that first implemented to say you cannot go there and help, you know, take care of the body and everything. He tried to dictate your parents passing on. And I think everyone should remember that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one I hadn't heard yet. But it sounds like he's just sort of massively extreme on any topic that you want to mention. I'm just seeing people post about, you know, not just the 6-year-olds can get transgender care, but the fact that they'll take kids from other states, right? They'll kidnap your kid. They'll allow the kid to transition without permission. Like, he's extreme. He's as extreme as you can possibly get with transgenderism. He's as extreme as you can possibly get with the racial crap. Obviously, Minnesota was ground zero for the BLM riots. And it sounds like he's just the worst on everything. And it doesn't surprise me. Really, anything I'm going to hear about this guy is not going to surprise me. He's like a socialist. Then how did this guy represent a rural Republican district while he was in Congress? How did that happen?
You know, the best thing about it, I can go an hour on this cock boy. That's what we'll call him. And, you know, every time I hear about kids and like all that weird stuff, I just need to brush my teeth after just because it just feels disgusting.
It feels dirty. Yeah, I know.
It's gross, man. But regardless, with that, I don't know how, you know, when it came to the last, you know, the midterms, we had Scott Jensen and Matt Burke, the old tackle for the Vikings. Those two teamed up against Mr. Walls and Flanagan. But, you know, Walls was so called out after, you know, the Love riots and after all the COVID BS, he shut down the Iron Range, literally a giant chunk of Minnesota's history, like, you know, all of part of just agriculture, everything up there, mining, whatnot, you want to call it. He shut that down to save the polar bears, the little polar bears, you know? This guy has no idea. Well, he's all about that CO2 climate change malarkey crap.
Of course he's on the climate change. Of course. Now, is there anything? But again, it's like, so how does this go? Okay. They're pitching this guy almost as a moderate.
He couldn't even show up to the debates to get called out for his tyranny he put on us. Like, you want to represent the people? Oh, man.
And of course,
and then when Trump went to St. Cloud, go ahead, dude.
You know, they're pointing to the fact that Minnesota recently had a redesign of their flag, and it turns out it looks exactly like the Somalian flag, because, of course, Minnesota was where they dumped hundreds of thousands of Somalians and gave them a district. Here, have a congressional district and a congressional seat so that you can, hire your ethnic compatriots to advocate for Somalia in the American Congress. I mean, so we got Somalia, we got climate change, we got COVID, we got racial relations, we got transgenderism, and he is as far left as you can get on all of them. So
shit, I'm out of fingers, man. I'm out of fingers here, Harrison. Crap.
Yeah, exactly.
What do we do? We're thinking for ourselves. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I know. It's all coming down. Thank you very much. Very entertaining call, Chuck. And call in again, because I would like to hear you go off a little bit more about this guy. And is it Walls? You were saying Walls. I've been saying Waltz.
I call him Kim Jong Walls. That's what Minnesotans call him around here. Can you do me one favor, though, Harrison?
What's up?
Can you just tell Maria Zia said what's up?
I will.
You guys take care, all right?
She's a wonderful lady. Thank you for that call, Chuck. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. You want to talk about some of the accomplishments of the Democratic Party? I'm ready to hear them. Let's go, Tom. What are the accomplishments?
Well, I think the accomplishments we have to look at them is, still in the elections. That was a heck of an accomplishment, don't you think?
Hey, you got to give it to them. They stole the hell out of that election. That was a professional job.
COVID-19. Another great, great accomplishment. And we, the American people, don't highlight the accomplishments that the Democratic Party has done. And I'm trying to figure out why we don't do that.
You're right. We have to admire and respect their PSYOP capabilities. They are able to pull the wool over everyone's eyes. And even when they're caught, nobody cares. It's an amazing thing that they've been able to accomplish. They saw Joe Biden completely collapse on stage, like not physically, but mentally, spiritually. They saw that he was a walking corpse, incapable of holding a conversation, let alone running the country. And nobody even suggested the Fifth Amendment. It never even came up. So not only are they able to convince everybody of their lies in the most ridiculous fashion. And by the way, obviously we're being sarcastic here, but they're not even convincing anybody. They have a skill of lying together. That's what it is. Their number one skill is to all universally and at the same time say the same lie. And that is their only skill. And boy, have they honed it. I mean, they are very, very capable in that regard. You're right, Tom. We can't undersell these scumbags.
And that's why we need to highlight their accomplishments and what they're doing. And until we get out there and say, hey, listen, the Democratic Party has accomplished this, and if you agree with their accomplishments, vote for them.
Yep.
Plain and simple, good, bad, or otherwise.
Hey, look, we talked about it earlier. How's this for an accomplishment? They passed a bill called the Inflation Reduction Act that was a climate change bill. I mean, when they can just do that out in the open, when they could just sit there and go, yeah, it's called the Inflation Reduction Bill. It builds solar panels and windmills, and everybody goes, yeah, that's normal and fine. I mean, look, they can get away with anything, and it really is incredible. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim in California. You want to talk about Tim Walls, Kim Jong Walls. Go ahead, Tim, you're on the air.
Yeah. Kim Walls, both on crime and on the border. On the border, he supported making Minnesota a sanctuary state. He expanded health care coverage for migrants. He said that, hey, migrants can go ahead and apply for driver's licenses in Minnesota. And not only that, hey, migrants are now eligible for free college in Minnesota. And then when it comes to crime, hey, those George Floyd riots back in 2020, you know, he's a governor of a state. Just the city of Minneapolis, those riots caused $500 million in damage. That would go a long ways if it were on the positive side of things. And then the weird thing, he's now tied at the hip with Kamala. And she, if I got this right, she was at the same time saying, let's bail those same people out.
100%.
The people that are burning down that city and burning down these things and breaking all this stuff in, hey, let's bail them out. And, oh, I didn't personally give any money, but didn't they say, I mean, don't quote me, didn't they say that she raised like $40 million? Wasn't that the number I heard?
Yeah, it was the Minnesota Freedom Fund. She tweeted out a link to it saying donate here, and they got people out on bail, people who then went on to murder people. No, yeah, you're exactly right. So, yeah, crime, climate change, turning his country, turning his state into Somalia, open borders, trans kids, abortion, COVID. He's far left on all of it. So I guess that's the play now. I guess pander to as far left as you can possibly get. And also, I guess, to the black community, since they were allowed to burn down Minnesota. Maybe, I mean, it seems like they're all in on just getting non-white people to vote for them. Like, you know, we talked about it's why they're so infuriated that people were saying Kamala's not black, because they're like, if she's not black, then we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing to pitch if she's not able to, you know, pander racially. Thanks for the call, Tim. Let's go to a quick call. Drew in California, you're on the air. A minute left in the show. Go ahead.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. Told the crew back there that you guys are awesome. You guys have the best crew in the frickin' world.
I agree.
Other than that, just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. Guys, got to try something. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years
it
of
helped,
hell,
it helped clear up.
You guys
got
to try some of it. Totally. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going every day.
Wow. And I love hearing that.
All.
And it's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.